Joined now by Director of Victorious Festival, Andy Marsh. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. Exciting time for you guys, obviously hoping up for this year's festival. And after last year's success, it must be incredible for you.
Yeah, it's really good. Amazing last year. Obviously, the pressure's on this year. It's probably our own fault. But last year, the weather was fantastic. The acts were amazing. All went as well as it could have, really.
Yeah, you've set the bar too high for yourself, so we've done too well.
Yeah, that might be the problem, but it seems to be coming together again quite nicely. We stick to kind of a victorious formula. It seems to work, a bit of everything for, you know, so wide demographic to keep everyone interested. It's going well.
And I suppose talking about the demographic, there's actually loads of stuff going on there. You don't just have like the music thing, you have the whole food, like that whole like strip. That's full of like food stalls and merchandise and stuff like that.
We're very lucky. It's become a kind of a Portsmouth festival as well. Everyone gets involved. The kids area is completely free. Then we have the kids stage and all the traders, like you mentioned, they just all sort of add their sort of splash to the mix, and it all works really well. Then it takes the pressure off us a little bit, and everyone really works hard to make the festival what it is.
And how important is it to you to sort of keep that sort of local touch as well, because of course it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you're getting that bigger acts every single year, but how important is it to you to have that local thing, so that the local music, the local
stores? Completely. I think half our audience is probably still from Portsmouth. It's great that we're bringing in, you know, nationally and globally people around, but our core market is Portsmouth, and I think after probably the second year, we felt like we'd handed it over to the people of Portsmouth anyway. We kind of get told what they want and what should happen and stuff like that. So you've got a big responsibility to keep the community happy, but then it works the other way. They're really helpful for us. That's great.
I mean, Pompey people are very passionate, so I suppose you've got to do right by them kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But like I say, they do completely right by us. It seems to work every year. Everyone adds their touch to the festival, and it's just fantastic.
Okay, so how is this year changing at all?
We're still working on the actual layout, but I mean, it worked pretty well last year. The Friday night was so successful, we're going to move that into the main arena.
Right,
if anyone was there, it's just gonna, there's a couple of teething problems, we'll move that into the main arena, so it's just huge. You know, the bands we got this year that have already been announced, it's just going to cater for those. Otherwise, a lot more of the same, really.
I mean, this Friday lineup is looking incredible already. Looking at the actual acts that are in that Friday, you think this is going to be big. This year's going to be big for you.
Yeah, again, it's setting the bar high. Madness last year. I mean, they do such a job that probably no other band can do, especially in Portsmouth. They've got a huge following, and sort of making sure that we could sort of tick the same box. We looked at a big sort of indie lineup for the Friday, and it's gone down really well.
Okay, so this Friday, who are we going to be seeing?
So on the Friday, we've got the Libertines headlining, Kaiser Chiefs before that, Shed 7, who we've had before, who absolutely smashed it. Then we had Lightning Seeds, who actually headlined the first kind of semi-victorious.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so it'll
be
nice.
Good to have them back.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. It's just a nice, easy sort of ease into the festival on the Friday, big sing-alongs. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, I think I'm most looking forward to the Ruby from
Kaiser Chiefs.
That is going to be incredible. So, I suppose the big news is this year's headliners for the Saturday and Sunday, then, right?
Yeah, we've managed to get our lineup together pretty much. I'm pleased to say that the Prodigy will be headlining on the Sunday night as a UK festival exclusive. So we're really excited about that. It'll be the only festival you'll be able to see them in the UK.
Oh, really? That's got to be good.
Yeah. It's been hard work, but really excited about that. Their live show is obviously pretty full on. They've just got the back catalogue. I mean, they're just perfect for Victorious, I think. And it's nice to have a maybe slightly more upbeat, dancey kind of leading the headline, really.
Yeah, especially to like finish the whole thing off on the Sunday. That is going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. And then we've got the Years and Years, Radio 1 favourites and things like that. It's going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
Friendly Fires, Example and DJ Wire, The Amazons, Local Girl Jerry Williams. Loads of stuff going out today for the Sunday. And then on the Saturday, Paul Weller, Portsmouth favourite, will be headlining on the Saturday. Paloma Faith, whose number one album at the moment, I think, is smashing it.
Yeah, her like comeback album is The Architect or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
that
gone
is
down
incredible.
Really well. So really, really pleased to have got her. So there's a great choice there. Happy Mondays are doing the special guest slot, so that should
right.
be really good fun. And again, we've got a big sort of palette of indie and bits and bobs from everything, Pigeon Detectives, Blue Tones, Sleeper, Reverend and the Makers, just a sort of ton of victorious
yeah.
kind of bands that we're really excited about.
So that's a big lineup already you got there.
Yeah, yeah, there's been more coming.
more?
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure when. And then obviously, as you said, then we'll start sort of putting in all the kids' bits and headliners for those stages and stuff. But we're really pleased to be able to get these. Feel like it's moving the festival on in the right direction, so it's really nice.
Okay, so who are you most excited to see personally?
Well, obviously the Prodigy will be interesting.
Do you basically just get to pick your favourite bands? We'll have them. I want them.
It's a bit harder. Obviously, we're not. We haven't been around for that long. There are a lot of other big festivals probably with bigger budgets and etc. But we just work hard on trying to get what we think. You know, like you say, the Portsmouth audience and kind of the Victorious feel about it for our headliners and obviously what is around. But yeah, really pleased with what we've got.
And as we were saying, like it's great for the people of Portsmouth to go see all these like amazing acts like right on the doorstep, but also for these artists themselves, this is like a major festival because it's quite different to the others. There's like a big sort of, because it's based in the city, isn't it? It's one of the biggest metropolis.
Yeah, metropolitan.
That's
festivals.
The one.
Yeah,
I'm not, it's yeah, the biggest one around, isn't it?
Started to help coin that phrase where, yeah, it's in the city. I mean, it's a new model, isn't it? Where instead of having to go away for 5 days and camp in a field, you can walk across the road and the festival is there waiting for you, or you can come stay in Portsmouth in a hotel. We do a camping now if you want it, but it's kind of a festival that's up to you how you want to sort of approach it, really.
Okay, so with the camping thing, they're like just pitch a tent at the common stage, or
not quite. No, it's our camping is off site again. Everything is kept away from the main site. It's more a camping option if you want it, family orientated.
Yeah,
and then we have a free shuttle bus that just runs in and out
the whole
time, and it worked really well
okay,
last year. So
cool.
I'm hoping to grow that.
So make sure Darren doesn't pitch out a tent outside Paloma Faye's dressing room. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bit of a worry.
Okay, cool. So Victorious Festival, Bank Holiday weekend, end of August. People like The Prodigy, Years and Years, Paul Weller, Paloma Faith, Libertines and College Chiefs all going to be there. Thank you very much, Andy, for coming in.
Thanks.
And I think it's right for us now to play The Prodigy, right?
Perfect.